We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
I need to direct everyone's attention to my Twitter account. Urgent matters are at hand, and I understand we have a lot of stuff to get to today. We have some excellent guests, but one of the things Crowder says all the time, it's like a locker room up here. Anyone that's ever worked in sports radio, good sports radio, that has ever walked to wherever the sports radio hosts and producers are hanging out. For us here at WQAM, it's a loft.
Yep.
It's the only thing essentially here on the second floor
of the
palatial Entercom building.
What happened?
So people that come up here, insults start flying immediately. And I'm not saying just people from downstairs that don't normally come up here. I'm saying the moment anyone.
A beating heart.
Yeah. Yes. It's like you have a beating heart. You walk up here, duck for cover.
Get ready. Your face, your hair, your clothes,
everything,
your shoes.
Everything.
Yeah.
And all you do, all it is essentially, it's like poking, I don't know, a hive to find the soft spot where the honey's going to come out. You just poke, let me see. No, nothing there.
Is it insecure about his hair, dude? No.
Boop. Oh, there's some honey.
Insecure about his shoes.
And then
there
what happens is about 4,000 beekeepers swarm in from other parts of the loft here. But there were a ton of insults flying before we came on the air here while Big O was doing his show. And my Twitter account's at Mark Hochman, MarkHochman. And I tweeted out the picture. There's four pictures here. And I said, lots of insults are flying here at the WQAM studios. Which is the most egregious foul? There is Big O's producer, Alex Solana, who is doing his home country of Uruguay no favors. he's wearing fuchsia sweatpants.
Yeah.
And the real super tight, you know, the ones that get real tight at the bottom that the millennials love to wear.
They're called joggers.
Whatever. And so he's wearing those. He's got one of the, if you'll see in the picture, the ties, the little ropes, the drawstring.
A drawstring. Grown man with a drawstring.
They're out. He's wearing a 305 shirt that's obviously bargain racket Kohl's. That's the 305 shirt that didn't work from Dime Life and the rest of the companies.
Pink fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
Is fuchsia pink? Is it pink?
Yeah, it's a derivative.
I don't like him.
So Solana's wearing those.
Then don't leave it out now. The tightness.
Right.
He's showing off his pieces.
He's what's the capital of Uruguay?
Montevideo.
He is showing a pretty good outline of Montevideo.
I don't like that. He takes number one automatically. I don't like when a man shows his pieces.
He is showing Monty Kiffin.
Put your damn swiper away. Nobody wants to see that.
And then you got Falero in the next picture, who he looks like a goof anyway. Like, just the picture is making me annoyed of him. Just the picture is annoying me. But he's wearing, underneath sweatpants, leggings.
Nike Pro Pants.
They're leggings.
Pro Pants.
You are wearing leggings. You would fit in more at a Flashdance casting call than you would at a sports radio station. I don't know. It was so cold that you had to wear leggings?
Yeah, man. My legs get really cold, like, real quick.
Okay. Worst.
Really cold, like, real quick.
I mean, worst thing I've ever heard uttered up here. My legs get really cold, really quick.
Fluorescent yellow.
Can we write leggings. That down for DBJ for next season?
Yeah, I'm going to have a tough time spelling it, but I'll try my best.
My legs get really cold, really quick. Then there's our engineer, Tree, who has been here. They actually built the building around him. He was here first.
Been here 40 years.
No, Tree has been here forever. He's got all the stories about Neil Rogers and Hank Goldberg and Jim Mandich. And like, he's got all the stories.
Knows all that, has all that knowledge and can't make a sandwich.
Can't make a sandwich. Tree has a jailhouse ham sandwich and an apple. I'm telling you, this sandwich is pathetic.
Chokes, it's called a choke sandwich.
It's a choke sandwich. Yeah. That's what they give you in prison.
Take your breath away.
Yep.
Whole time you're eating, you can't breathe.
I mean, if he put 4 seconds into making that sandwich, it's more time than he should have allotted for himself.
I see why he's thin as a rail. Yeah. I wouldn't finish that crap either.
Yeah.
I'm going to just I'm gonna diet today.
And then there's me. And I mean, when I walked in here, Falero was all over me like a swarm of bees. I'm wearing a Mayweather Pacquiao jacket from the fight, May 2nd, 2015. Granted, it was a freebie, and it smells like closet.
It should. That's where it should stay.
Yeah, it's got that closet smell, but it's a great-looking jacket. It's a great-looking jacket, and it commemorates one of the biggest sporting events of our time.
And that's what you do, is leave it in your closet and let it commemorate. You don't wear it out in the world.
Sure you do.
It's ridiculous.
Very cold out today.
But not to wear that jacket. I don't care how cold it is.
So what's the most egregious foul? Look at it on Twitter.
You're like a little kid that said, I always want to meet Mayweather. And they brought him to the fight to make his day. You look ridiculous, too.
I don't think so.
Like you. Now, they look ridiculous. You do, too.
This jacket is a good-looking jacket.
It's not.
It is.
That's crazy.
It's a good-looking freebie. First of all, this has got to be an $80 jacket.
In what currency?
Monte Kiffin, Uruguay.
$80.
Couple of the sampling of the tweets that are coming in. Got to go with Falero, the leggings and socks, bro.
Lame.
It's not lame.
Somebody says, looks like the Goodwill fashion line. Clearly the leggings, someone says. Our friend Adam Smoot says, Falero looks like he's too poor to afford jeans, so he just wore his warmest softball attire.
I got a big rec league soccer game tonight. It's outdoors.
Rec league, huh?
Yeah.
Big.
It's a big time.
Somebody says the jacket for sure. Somebody says the ridiculous toddler-sized fuchsia sweatpants are going to be tough to beat, but that jacket you're wearing is really making a charge on the final turn. My jacket's a closer. It's a closer.
It's terrible.
Riz McGiz, those sweatpants, and I'm not looking again.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see that. I don't want no jello after I seen what I seen.
All right. Check it out. At Mark Hockman. At Mark Hockman. Those green leggings take the cake, someone says. I don't know. I don't know what possessed you to think that you, like, what football game was it over the weekend where somebody wore a scuba suit underneath their...
Was it the Philadelphia punter?
No, I thought it was like Tom Brady or something. I thought it was... Someone wore a scuba suit because it was so cold.
Well, that's pudding soft there.
Well, here's the thing too, though. Football players love to do this. Oh, nothing's cold. I see you wore jeans today, but you wore your T-shirt.
Oh, no. It gets cold. Now it gets cold.
I know you've got a long sleeve shirt or a jacket in your truck.
But a scuba outfit to a football game? That's ridiculous. Tighten up, son.
But the football players that wear nothing on their sleeves.
If he wants to wear a scuba outfit and outside, just be a nurse. You'll always be in the hospital. You can give out pills.
Smoot changes his vote. He says, fair enough. I changed my vote to a sandwich. So take that one off the leggings.
That sandwich struggling.
That sandwich, man. And
we need to get Tree a raise.
That sandwich.
That's the sandwich
I said
you
to
come
him,
up
that's
with?
The first thing I said to him. I go, you need a couple bucks, man. Tree, man.
One slice of meat.
Around the holidays, someone had to have given you $50.
So. Tree struggling. All y'all heard. What happened? It was a full moon last night, I believe. Y'all went crazy. That's true, though. It changes your hormones and stuff, because to take that jacket out of your closet.
I wear this jacket to Panthers games, and people love it.
And you've embarrassed yourself then.
People love it.
What people?
That people. I can tell the way they look. They love it.
That crazy security guard we always see? He doesn't know how to evaluate.
So the Dolphins have a new offensive coordinator. I believe he led the Bears to the 30th best offense, which is...
Ooh.
Like, what?
You know what? It's what you got. What do we get to the conclusion with Gase bringing in Julius Thomas and Jay Cutler and all
that? He likes comfort. He likes... We said yesterday he needs to be out looking for strange.
He needs some strange. This is back to comfort zone.
Right.
Let's bring in a guy. And he hired him. Because Gase was the OC, and he was, I mean, Gase was the OC, and he hired him as quarterback coach. So he was Gase's quarterback coach when he was with Chicago, and now Gase gets a head coaching job and brings him as his OC. He's going with comfort zone again. Go get some strange. Go to the mall, talk to a new woman, find somebody else to involve in your life. He's going with comfort level. I don't like it. This man, listen, and Low Gaines, because he spells his name pretty funny, Low Gaines.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
What is the pronunciation, Falero?
Dowell Loggins.
Dowell Loggins.
Could be the best OC in the history of the world. But I'm not comfortable with what Gase has done over the last couple years, bringing in comfort level guys. Go find somebody that can better this team. Don't bring a guy in that y'all wives are friends. And I think Dowell Loggins, being the best ever, I don't know. He's a comfort level guy again, and it's uncomfortable to me seeing Julius Thomas and Jay Cutler work out or not work out the way they did.
And what about the fact that the Bears' offense was anemic? Now, again, Mitchell Trubisky, and they didn't have a lot of weapons. They're not a good team. And we said that when Denver hired Vance Joseph.
Yeah.
Remember, we said someone in Denver is doing a radio show right now about how Vance Joseph, look at the Dolphins' defense. Yeah. Wasn't it the worst run defense in the league?
It was bad. They were lower. They were in those late 20s.
And so we're like, yeah, Denver, some radio host is doing the show, and it's low-hanging fruit. But same can be said about Dowell Loggins, right?
And the next guy up is what you look for. That's what Josh McDaniels, any of these OCs you want to call their names, the Mike McCarthys of the world before he got that. Like, that next guy you want to find. I'm not comfortable with Dowell Loggins being that guy because of the comfort level with him and Gase. I think Gase is bringing in another friend, and I don't like it.
Big Joe texts in, I looked at the sandwich at the red light and almost died.
His name's Big Joe. I know Big Joe doesn't worry about that sandwich. You don't get the name Big Joe by eating.
Someone tweets at me, I apologize, Tree. I didn't realize. That's obviously Red Cross Irma, and you've obviously been affected by Irma, and they gave you some sandwiches and stuff. My bad.
Tree lives by me. Tree doesn't live in Puerto Rico.
Somebody also tweets in, forget the jacket, Mark. Do you have a Santa shirt on? Come on, bro.
Yeah, how about that cheap-ass jog shirt?
That's a 5K shirt. Again, I mean, it's free technically, but I ran in the 5K, so I had to pay the entrance fee, and it comes with a shirt.
Larry, can you look up the word ran and what it means? Because there's no way
the
you
picture.
Ran a 5K.
I'll tweet out the picture.
What, you sweating hard? You
yeah.
can do that walking to the mailbox.
I ran this 5K. What year is this?
Yeah. 05.
The definition of run, move at a speed faster than a walk.
Oh.
Never having both or all the feet on the ground at the same time.
2005.
You can stand on one leg. There's no chance you can walk on one. You have to have both your feet on the ground shuffling.
I'm really confident.
You walk like a penguin.
I am confident in this jacket, in that shirt. I'm confident I can make a better sandwich than Tree. I'm confident that I'd never put on leggings, no matter what the situation is.
Yeah, you would.
If you sent that sandwich to a hurting country, they'd turn it down.
There's no way, right?
Yeah, Minji Stu. Yeah, my brother Minji.
Your brother, your lost brother Minji Stu.
He's somewhere in Africa. Oh, no, I am not teaching that
sandwich. So what happened? Solana, you were shopping somewhere. Those fuchsia sweatpants were on the rack, and you said, man, I hope those come in my size.
I just think they accentuate my legs very well.
All right. I'll never go to you on the air again.
What'd he say?
I don't know. I'll never go to him on the air again.
I'll tell you what happened. He walked past Forever 21 and said, man, do you think those will fit me? Those are women pants.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that he walked past, you know, what's a women's store?
It was a women's store.
Like, Forever 21 may have some men's stuff.
They do. I can
vouch for that. Remember, Falero bought a blouse there once. Where'd you get those? Where'd you get those pants, Solana?
Cotton On.
Lie.
That's a good
Lane
store.
Lane Bryant.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Smallest size. Lane Bryant. Got all his man out. I don't like that.
His whole Monty Kiffin.
Don't put your Kiffin away.
The whole Monty.
Uh-oh. Man, that's what it is.
Somebody texts in. Too, somebody texts in. Is Crowder wearing his regular Mutant Ninja Turtles shirt? No, he is wearing a Lion King shirt.
Yep, way better than showing off my Mike and Ike.
He looks ridiculous too.
I don't look ridiculous.
But he wasn't up here. He got here late, so he wasn't up here when all the insults were flying.
I'm sure he has his camouflage jacket in the car. He was just too embarrassed to take it down.
That's a sweet jacket.
No, it's not.
That's not. It's not.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.